Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
A bill that narrowly passed the Senate on Tuesday. Speaker Mike Johnson says he's confident it will pass and soon be on President Trump's desk. Brian Koberger expected in court today to change his not guilty plea to guilty in the murder of four University of Idaho students in 2022. ABC legal analyst Shanna Lloyd says he is expected to get four life sentences without the possibility of parole.
The prosecution and the defendant are going to agree to the terms. Once this agreement is reached, it still has to be submitted to the judge, and the judge must approve it. If the judge does not find that it's satisfactory, he can reject the plea deal. And so that's what this hearing is for.
Back at it today in New York, the jury in hip-hop mogul Sean Combs trial. Jurors telling the judge they have decided on four of the five counts. Lululemon is suing Costco, alleging the company is producing nearly identical clothing products and selling them for a fraction of the price. This is ABC News. Fireworks, an inescapable part of the 4th of July. And not to be a downer, but ABC News medical correspondent ER Dr. Darian Sutton does have a warning about them, especially the backyard kind.
Unfortunately, I've been in the situation handling these patients after they've had these traumatic accidents. We're not just talking about burn wounds. We're also talking about, unfortunately, amputations of fingers, of whole hands, and burn injuries to the eyes.
Firefighters in Northern California containing a fireworks factory explosion overnight, says ABC's Rhiannon. An alley.
The plume of smoke rising about 15,000 feet. It was visible for miles around the facility. In Esparto, California, the flames spread to nearby fields, burning about 80 acres. A one-mile evacuation zone was in effect there, but we are told that fire is now contained, and there's no immediate word of any injuries.
And now for a little good news. On the 4th, for the 70 million of you, AAA says we'll be hitting the roads for the holiday. Gas prices the lowest they've been since 2021. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarellc.com.
Dad, are we there yet? I wonder what went through my dad's head when I asked that question so many years ago. Think about it, Tim. If we were there, I would have stopped driving. Hello? Are we there yet? There's an anticipation exploding from that question. We imagine images of what is waiting for us when we reach our destination. What will we see? Who will be there to greet us? What kind of adventures will we have? The question also implies that we know we haven't arrived yet. We could settle for what we've experienced already and be okay. But we have this inner sense that there must be more. If we stop driving forward, we will never experience what is meant to be. The Apostle Paul said, "Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Are we there yet? No. But someday we will be, so keep driving on. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Get ready to sink your teeth into something delicious. The third annual Lions Club Rib Fest is happening Sunday, July 13th in Muscadet. It's hosted by the Avoca Blue River and Muscadet Lions Club. This mouth-watering event takes place at the Lions Shelter in Victoria Riverside Park from 11 until 2, or until sold out. For just $22, you'll enjoy a hearty slab of ribs from Soggy Bottom Barbecue of Lancaster, known all over southwest Wisconsin for their unbeatable flavor. Every meal includes potato salad, cold slaw, coleslaw, beans, bread, and bottled water. Cold drinks are available at the food stand. Dine in or carry out, and while you're there, enjoy a beanbag toss, raffles, and family fun. The shelter is right by the playground and scenic trails, so bring the whole crew and make a day of it by the beautiful Wisconsin River. All proceeds benefit Lions Club scholarships and community projects. That's Sunday, July 13th at Victoria Riverside Park in Muscadet. For details, call Mark Cup, 739-2179.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pole fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pole events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipullers.com to find a truck and tractor pull near you.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's.
Kaylee, Andrea, Jan, or Sue will be happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Amplify Health by Gunderson Boscobel is proud to welcome family medicine physician Elizabeth White to our growing primary care team. With a special focus on pediatrics and women's health, Dr. White believes in meeting patients where they're at and matching medical plans with individual values and goals. Schedule your appointment with Dr. White in Boscobel or Muscadet online through MyChart or call 375-4144.
Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center. Many people believe that their fastest, cheapest option for medication care is the big box stores, retail chains, or mail. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services in Muscadet wants you to decide for yourself. Come visit and check out the facts of care, cost, and convenience. At Hometown, our family caring for your family. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center.
Back when I was a kid, we used to ride our bikes in the 4th of July parade. Then we'd have a picnic
and blow the crap out of some fireworks. We had rockets, cakes, shells, missiles, fountains, firecrackers, sparklers. Oh, the sky was filled with bomb diggity hoop like a boss all night long.
Get your own sick fireworks at Joe Blow's Fireworks in Reedstown, Ferryville, and Prairie du Chien. For more information, visit jbfireworks.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, looks like a pretty nice day once again across southern Wisconsin, although we are tracking some scattered thundershowers back across portions of Nebraska, South Dakota, Iowa, and Minnesota. That disorganized weather system will be sliding southeast and could bring some spotty thunderstorms to the northern half of Wisconsin later this afternoon. The front will settle down into our area tonight and tomorrow and kind of stall out, so a small chance of a shower certainly is there, but most of the time will likely stay dry. Do expect some hot and humid conditions for the 4th of July and Saturday as south winds pull in that heat. Heat indices could climb to the upper 90s, so definitely plan on ways to stay cool out there. Get into the shade and air conditioning when possible. Take breaks from heavy activity. Maybe find your favorite swimming hole or drink plenty of water as well. Otherwise, a cold front will slide in here late Saturday. Should bring us some showers and thunderstorms. Some locally heavy rain will be possible. That'll be ending by early Sunday. Your forecast for for today, though, sunny to partly cloudy and warm with a high near 86. West wind at 5 to 10. Partly cloudy tonight, just a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mixed skies and muggy. Isolated showers and thunderstorms are possible. High at 87. The wind variable becoming southwest 5 to 10. Thursday night, muggy with a chance of a stray shower. Low 69. And Friday for the 4th of July, partly cloudy, hot and humid. High temperature about 91. On Saturday, partly sunny, very muggy. Showers and storms becoming likely by late afternoon. Low 70, high in the upper 80s. Sunday chance of showers early in the morning, breaks of sun and not as warm, high near 80. Monday partly cloudy, high 80. And Tuesday more humid, chance of thunderstorms, high 81. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank.
'68 with partly cloudy conditions, 86 yesterday's high, the record high 98 in 1911, record low 1968, when we bottomed out at 40 across the region. Last year's high 68 and the low 60. Sunset will happen at 8:45 this evening, while sun will rise tomorrow morning at 5:26. The air is calm, barometer 30.08, no precipitation today. And after a low of 59, we're at 68 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Badger Land Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience, located in southwest Wisconsin, proudly serving local communities with a commitment to quality and exceptional service, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, some All-State recognition, an All-Star game coming up as well. Results from last night's Red Hot Church League softball and the Quail Run, their golf outing on Tuesday night. Details on the Brewers not playing and the Bucks were playing in the NBA market yesterday. If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life. I'm Phil Nee with sports. The Wisconsin Football Coaches Association All-Star Football Games are coming up this summer. In fact, coming up Friday, July 18th, 8 players football game, and then Saturday the 19th, they will have the small school and large school All-Star Games. It'll be held at Titan Stadium in Oshkosh. Among the small school South roster, Mineral Point's Matthew Orrett, along with 3 Darlington players, Ross Christ, Talon Christ, and Maddox Goble. Other players from the area include Potosi Cassville's Isaiah Groom and Cameron Luce of Boscobel, Platteville's Lucas Ludlam and TJ Pink, from Lancaster, Quinton Plessel, Potosi Cassville's Oliver Post, and Anders Stockston from Westby. From Blackhawk Warren, Brady Stites, and Cuba City's Nate Timmerman and Gavin Vossen. Ryan Olson of West Salem is the head coach for that squad. And the South 8-player football team, well, Southwest Wisconsin is well represented, especially from the Highland Cardinals. Tucker Degenhart, John Dreschmeyer, Wes Kreisinger, and Jackson McGuire will all be playing for the South 8-player All-Stars. North Crawford's Andrew Munson will be in the game, along with Chance Ryder of Belmont. And the coaching staff includes Paul Mischling of Newman Catholic, Jason Scanlon, and Clint Havlick from Highland. Hometown in baseball will have several games coming up over the Independence Day holiday. The Arena Aces will be in action on Thursday night, and they'll be taking on Hollandale. The team was undefeated before suffering a couple of losses over the weekend. Here is manager Nick Larson.
A tough weekend last weekend. We lost both of our games, an extra inning game down in Argyle, and then we were kind of on the wrong side of a 10-run rule game on Sunday at home, so I know our guys are itching to get back out there and get a little redemption and kind of get things going in the right direction again. And then not to look ahead, but then we go to Dodgeville on Sunday, which is a big game. We're getting down to the last few weeks of the season and trying to get a playoff game in Arena.
Arena manager Nick Larson will have coverage of the game tomorrow night at Arena. It will get underway at 6:30 as the Aces take on Hollandale. From Church League softball last night, Church of the Nazarene defeated Boscobel Assembly of God 12-6. Zach Harris was 4-for-4 in the win, and Scott Dilley was 3-for-5. Chance Castell was 3-for-3 with a triple to lead Boscobel, and Brady Blado also went 3-for-3. The Mission jumped out to a 12-1 lead after two innings and went on for a 22-7 win over Free Methodist. Matt Hatfield went 5-for-5, Alyssa Gander was 4-for-4, and Jamie Johnson tallied 3 hits, including a triple and 5 RBIs. Andy Niemeyer was 3-for-3 for Free Methodist. Adam Burns and Nathan Phillips each went 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs. Richland Baptist Temple 1 downed at Richland Baptist Temple 2, 12-7. Jenny Fretz, 2-for-3 on the night. Sean Kolsch, 3-for-3. And St. Mary's got the best of Knights of Columbus, 19-16. Ryan Plemer and Jordan Keegan both went 4-for-4 with 2 RBIs. Father Nate Kuhn, in his Church League debut, went 3-for-4 with 2 RBIs and some great plays at shortstop. Thomas Honer had 4 hits for the KCs. Grace Community had the bye in Church League softball last night. Church League teams will play again on July 8th. For the schedule, check out the Church League website at rcchurchleague.com. At Quail Run, Tuesday Men's Golf League last night, Aaron Halverson had the best score at 38, including birdies on hole 1 and hole 2. Rod Reitz with a 39. Neil Mahoney had a birdie on hole 6 and a 40. Steve Swanson with a 40. And Merle Jones with a 40, including a birdie on hole 1. Peter Lawrence, Pat Keegan, and Ken Nick Sr. all with 41s. Other golfers with holes played under par, Ryan Pockstadt with a birdie on hole 1, Dan Prohaska birdied hole 2, Joe Halverson birdied hole 7, and Jim Kataravic birdied hole 8. Flag prize winners, Aaron Halverson with the closest third shot on hole 1, Jarrett McDonald, longest drive on hole 5, and Ryan Pockstadt closest to the pin on hole 7, Andrew Nitka with the longest putt on hole 9. Team 4 won the first half with a total of 580 points. Members of Team 4 are Rod Reitz, Randy Schoonover, Dan Prohaska, and Jeff Jelinek. The Brewers will play a split doubleheader against the Mets today after Tuesday night's game was rained out. The first pitch of the game set for 12:10. Starters will be Freddy Peralta and tonight Jacob Mizorowski. Milwaukee will come into the day trailing New York by a half game for the top wildcard playoff spot in the National League. Several games were called off or suspended yesterday in Major League Baseball. Detroit at Washington, called off. Cincinnati at Boston, suspended. And San Diego at Philadelphia was postponed. Pittsburgh 1-0 over St. Louis. Arizona 1-8-2 over San Francisco. In the American League, Toronto 12, the Yankees 5. Athletics 4-3 over Tampa Bay. Texas 10, Baltimore 2. Kansas City 6-3 over Seattle. Interleague play, Miami 2-0 over Minnesota. The Angels 4, Atlanta nothing. Cubs 5-2 over Cleveland. Houston 6, Colorado 5. And the Dodgers 6-1 against the White Sox. The Bucks have surprised the NBA world by waiving perennial All-NBA point guard Damian Lillard. That frees up the needed money to sign Pacers center Miles Turner to a multi-year deal because the $113 million buyout of Lillard's contract can be spread over 5 years. ClutchPoints.com reports say Milwaukee superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo was not pleased by the move. Lillard likes it because he can sign with any team he wants without money being a consideration. The Bucks made several moves this week. They continue to do some exercising and stretching out of contracts. The Charlotte Hornets have acquired guard Pat Connaughton and 2 second-round draft picks from the Bucks in exchange for point guard Vasilije Micic. A person familiar with the situation told the AP on Tuesday, the Hornets get Milwaukee's second-round picks in 2031 and 32. The Bucks were looking to shed Connaughton's $9.4 million salary for this upcoming season from their books to make room for other players, most notably to sign free agent center Miles Turner. The Hornets, who are trying to build assets as they look toward the future, were only happy to oblige. Projections are through the roof for Packers wide receiver Matthew Golden. He's the first pass catcher the team has taken in the first round in the NFL draft in 23 years. Using the grading system from NFL.com, career projections suggest Golden could eventually exceed the production of Devontae Adams, a former Packer. A2ZSports.com reports that a 6.42 rating for Golden equates to a player who will become a good starter within 2 years. The only other player drafted by Green Bay in the last 12 years who was in that category was Adams, who played in the Pro Bowl 5 times. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
22 minutes after 8, a vintage Paul Harvey program. The rest of the story coming up here as we present that to you on a Wednesday, July 2nd.
Now, the rest of the story. Lenny was a freelance writer. Through one book and an array of magazine and newspaper articles, he was growing a worldwide literary reputation. And he was versatile. He wrote ponderous prose and wry humor equally effectively. And now he's back in New York, as so many times before, launching another lecture tour, and this particular night visiting a longtime friend. The December chill had tightened its grasp on the city by nightfall. 8 o'clock or so, it was quite cold at the corner of 5th Avenue and 67th Street. The writer would hurry across 5th Avenue as quickly as possible. But a moment later, there was a squeal of brakes and a thud. Passers-by converged at the curbside. Lenny had been hit by a taxicab, the driver of which was by now trembling, kneeling over his unintended victim. "Get an ambulance," somebody shouted. An onlooker ran to a nearby phone booth. And then the writer opened his eyes. "It's my fault," he managed to say. And then he closed them again. Lenny was taken to Lenox Hill Hospital, alive. In fact, after doctors examined him, their prognosis was good. The patient had a sprained right shoulder and many lacerations. There was also a touch of pleurisy, but he'd be all right. The cab driver was still trembling when he visited Lenny in the hospital. And once again, the writer insisted that the cabbie was completely innocent in the matter. The two shook hands. Lenny even gave the driver a personally inscribed copy of his latest book. And something even more pleasant came of all this, because the bedridden author, with all that time on his hands, dictated an article right there in his hospital room, an article for immediate publication describing his New York misadventure. Lenny even received $2,500 for the piece, more than enough to subsidize a restful vacation in the Bahamas. where, incidentally, the writer was nearly run down by another car. It ought to be mentioned that the accident-prone author whose peril you've just relived lived to a ripe old age. But he was no ordinary writer when you met him that night in Manhattan. In fact, he was the highest-paid freelance writer of his time. Now, you may never have read one word that he wrote, but the world remembers the history he spoke. Because the New York visitor one December did not quite make it to the home of his friend, renowned financier Bernard Baruch. The writer named Lenny, who transformed a near-fatal accident into a $2,500 vacation in the Bahamas. He was also the superstar statesman whose very presence among us inspired the Allies to victory in World War II. You know Lenny. Winston Leonard Spencer as Sir Winston Churchill. So knowing that, you might guess this. That when the Winston Churchill was run down by a taxicab in the streets of New York, it really wasn't the cab driver's fault. Because Sir Winston, being British and attempting to cross an American street, well, he looked to the right. And, yes, of course, he was hit from the left. Now, you know the rest of the story.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair. Yeah, here's to the boys back home, drink a barrel of beers on the front. Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
It's time for another Town Taxi Triple Play. Keeping RC on the move with commercial-free music. Call 647-3114 to schedule a ride today.
Fought like tigers over that old red bike. I'm batting first and you can't use my glove. It wouldn't take long until push came to shove, but we looked out for each other with brotherly love. Brotherly love. Yeah, they've it's brotherly love.
Town Taxi triple play, some brotherly love right there with Keith Whitley and Earl Thomas Conley. The subject is love today.
Don't love, make a diamond shine. Don't love, make a diamond shine. beep, beep.
Town Taxi is running a special just for you.
Student punch cards for the pool.
Maybe the library or a summer job.
Or summer school.
It's pretty simple. 10 rides, $40. And you can receive an email or text confirmation when each ride is complete. So relax in peace this summer knowing your kiddos have safe, reliable, and local transportation for all their summer activities.
Find us on Facebook
at Town Taxi of Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Or call 647-3114 today. Beep, beep.
Giving you a lot of love there with a Town Taxi triple play on WRCO Radio. This is a scary fact. So today, July 2nd, 2025, get this, it will be exactly at the middle of the year, which means from this day forward, we will be closer to the year 2050 than the year 2000. That just hard for me to wrap around how fast time goes. Because I still remember, you know, the whole Y2K scare and everything, and that seems like maybe 10 years ago. I don't know. But yeah, from this day forward, we'll be closer to the year 2050 than the year 2000. Unbelievable. Coming up, the trivia question of the day.
I've traveled around this world in airplanes and in cars. I've tried exotic foods and smoked some fine cigars. I'm just a girl, an American girl. I'm just a girl, but I'm not an ordinary girl. I'm a Chevy girl. I've strolled down Paris streets, been lost in I'm just a girl, an American girl. I'm just a girl, but I'm not an ordinary girl. I need a low Corvette with the top down and a backseat for my friends. I need baseball and that bullpen to feel alive. Give me
at 69 degrees at WRCO Studios on this Wednesday morning. The featured trivia question of the morning is next.
At Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin, we believe stronger communities begin with safe, stable homes. That's why we're dedicated to revitalizing neighborhoods through housing support, community-driven programs, and financial resources that empower local families. Let's work together to make our towns better places to live, work, and grow. Call 608-647-4949 and be part of building a brighter future right here at home.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The trivia question of the day is sponsored by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet and Ace of Lacrosse. Ace is the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Cool down and stock up this July at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of Lacrosse. Stay breezy with the Perfect Air high velocity fan and upgrade your yard work with the 50-foot pocket hose Silver Bullet 2.0. Plus Ace 32-gallon trash can, just $22.99, $20 off a Craftsman 300 PSI gas pressure washer with Ace Rewards, and Milwaukee hand tools for only $19.99. Hot savings, cool deals, only at Walsh's Ace, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Today, a sports-related trivia question. Which two players were younger than the Brewers' Robin Yount when they reached their 3,000th career hit? Which two players were younger than Robin when he did it, got to 3,000 hits? Was it Ty Cobb and Hank Aaron? Or was it B, Don Mattingly and Yogi Berra? C, Pete Rose and Jackie Robinson? Or D, George Brett and Babe Ruth? 608-647-4155. Which two greats were younger than Robin when they reached their 3,000th hit, which is a guarantee to get into Cooperstown and the Baseball Hall of Fame? Here's Morgan Wallen.
I ain't saying that I always sleep alone. I ain't saying that I ain't met no one else. Done a little bit of midnight moving on. And I ain't saying when I do that it don't help. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. And I can forget you, girl, for good. Even though I should, I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Always take it to the edge, then I back it up. They don't know I got a reason for acting up. I ain't felt a damn thing, baby, after us. Yeah, I'm just hoping you'll come back to us. That's wishful thinking, baby, honestly. But I know you ain't forgotten me. So I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Yeah, I could have three words on my tongue, but I won't ever say them, cause I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case.
congrats go out today to Jason Kleppe. Way to go. He got through the line with the right answer. The two players younger than Robin Young to reach 3,000 were Ty Cobb and Hank Aaron. How about that? That puts him in some pretty fine company, I would say. All right. So Robin, he was, let's see, I think he was 37. Ty Cobb, the youngest to do it, he was just 34 when he got hit number 3,000. So, yeah, correct with Ty Cobb and Hank Aaron, younger than Robin when they reached their 3,000th hit. Jason wins from Walsh's Ace. And you can pick up your great prizes there each and every day. You can go there and look at for all the deals that they have. It's a great time of year to go in and get something you need or something that looks really nice there for the great outdoors. Great to be decorating, doing some yard work these days and whatnot. Anyway, Robin Young, 3,000 hits. In fact, that I can honestly brag that I was there the night that he got his 3,000th hit. What a game. 1992 was the year. And I remember, I believe it was his third time up or maybe fourth time because it was late in the ball game. And I kept thinking, well, you know, came all this way. I still had to get up and do the early dark shift the next day, you know, at the WRCO. So I kept thinking, boy, I came all this way. I'm going to lose a whole night's sleep and not see it happen. But we did. Yep. Then three buddies from high school and I, we just took off and went down and, you know, we'd grown up watching Robin Yount. And so that was quite a moment to see them celebrate on the field and Jim Gantner and Paul Molitor coming out to greet him after he did it and get longtime players, teammates and whatnot. And I remember going in the car and, you know, listening to the postgame show. Unfortunately, Cleveland came back and won that game. So in the postgame interview, Robin was kind of surly about the whole thing because they lost. They were kind of in a playoff hunt at that point in the season, and he was not happy. So he was his interview was not as stellar. But normally, Robin is a really good interviewer or interviewee and talks a lot about you know, just the realities of baseball and some of the things he's through. That guy could really, I think, write a book about starting out being on the same team with Hank Aaron as a youngster and calling him Mr. Aaron. He was a teammate, and he would call him Mr. Aaron just out of respect and, you know, all the things that he saw through his years playing for one ball club. So there you go. Probably. Hank, I guess I always say Hank Aaron is my favorite ball player of all time, but Robin is right up there, too.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home.
my way, yeah, I'd lose my mind if I faced one day on my own. I knew I was saved the night that she gave this drifter's heart a home. Every night I should be on my knees. Lord knows how lucky I am. I'll never say it near enough. Thank God for this woman, amen. This world has a way of shaking your faith. I've been broken again and again, but I need all the cracks in my shattered heart, 'cause that's where her love gets in. Every night I should be on my knees. Lord knows how lucky I am. I'll never say it near enough. Thank God for this woman, amen. She gives me faith. A sin and your undying love, every twist, every turn, for the way you made sure all my roads led to her. So tonight
Spendley and WRCO. Coming up, our news update at 9 and today's morning show. Here's Glenn Campbell on FM 100.9.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another. I hear you singing in the wire. I can hear you through the whine and the Wichita lineman is still on the I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I need you more.
tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. And I was only 8 years old that summer, and I always seemed to be in the way. So I took myself down to the fair in town on Independence Day.
I hope all of your trails are very happy. We'll be back your way with some community conversation. Some friends will join us in the morning show studios after the ABC News update, which is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, enhancing the relationships with